Proclamation number 7604, dated the May 22nd, 1960. Forerunner. Knowledge about previous incarnation. You, who live on Earth during the lost days in order to be of service to me, should not lose yourselves in assumptions as to whose spirit you embody. I have spread a veil across things which are not conducive to your earthly life and your mission. This is why the knowledge about your former incarnation on Earth is withheld from you. Let it suffice you to know that I provide everyone willing to be of service to me with great strength and grace, and that, precisely because the adversary's activity during the lost days is so powerful, it also requires powerful spirits of light in order to counteract and stand up to his activity where redemptive work is carried out on Earth. And these spirits of light must remain profoundly humble in order to accomplish their mission, because pride, or arrogance, in particular offer the adversary the best opening for an attack and might therefore undermine this mission. And all people are in danger of falling prey to this, his very attribute and arch-evil. For this reason such opportunities are not supported on my part. Instead I only ever try to influence the human being to remain profoundly humble, because then he will also be able to resist my adversary and not get caught up in his nets of lies. And it is not helpful for a person to know about his previous incarnation, where he would receive this knowledge the moment he starts his work for me and my kingdom. But one person will know about it. It will not be concealed from him, because he has to accomplish the most demanding task in the last days, as my forerunner to announce me, as a voice in the wilderness to proclaim my coming in the clouds and to pay for his mission for me with his life. This knowledge, however, will not burden him because he will be a supremely powerful spirit who consciously undertook his last embodiment on Earth in recognition of the urgency of his task, which he shall be willing to accomplish out of profound love for me. He is one of the few who seal what they proclaim with death. He has the strength to do so because he loves me whom he once did not quite recognize, who indeed had to give up his life for me once before, but who is willing to die a thousand deaths on my behalf, who therefore also travels this final earthly path in awareness of his mission and his origin. But he will only be certain of this when his final mission begins, when he, having previously lived in utter seclusion, steps into the limelight. When his heartfelt bond with God suddenly enlightens him about the task he is to accomplish on Earth, then he will proclaim me with fiery zeal. He will do whatever it takes to refer people to the end and the last judgment. He will speak frankly and boldly against the rulers whose power he does not fear. Instead, he will publicly denounce them because he recognizes them as emissaries of Satan, against whom he openly campaigns. And this will be my last sign, for he will appear during the final stages, during the time of the battle of faith, which will be waged shortly before the end. Regardless of what you hear earlier, his time of activity will not start until this battle of faith erupts, when the lights will shine brightly to point people to the path which all people shall take. And he will be the brightest light which will shine where you least expect it. His radiance will outshine everything and therefore also be recognizable by all who don't shun the light. But be patient and wait until then, and don't entertain false assumptions in advance. For you will often still be misled by my adversary who wants to divert your vision in order to stop you, who are willing to serve me as loyal servants, from your own missionary work. Don't let yourselves be deceived. You will very clearly recognize when the time has come where such extraordinary things will happen that Roman 1, 2, will have to intervene extraordinarily in order to help my own. for my adversary's actions will shake their faith as well if they don't firmly adhere to me and hand everything over to me in confidence of my right guidance. And then you shall also feel my will within your hearts, so that you no longer need to ask what you ought to do. My will shall be within you, you shall not be able to act against my will, and you'll also know that your actions are merely fulfilling my will. Time and again I say to you, don't be hasty, wait until I call you, until I place my will into your heart, for your premature actions can also destroy what has been laboriously built up before. Always bear in mind that people's faith is still too weak, that they occasionally need a lighter fare so as not to harm their souls. And to these you should only preach my gospel of love but not present them with teachings which they are unable to grasp. And this also includes the knowledge about the incarnation of spirits of light, because they often lack belief in the soul's continuation of life altogether. It is not always appropriate to announce the appearance of the Forerunner prior to my second coming to such people, yet if they accept my gospel of love they will also learn to believe and recognize him when he appears, because he will be preceded by grave events and a separation of the spirits will then be recognizable. People who are either for or against me and therefore exhibit corresponding spiritual understanding. Not much time will pass before all these words will be understandable to you, and then you will no longer ask but know that my coming is imminent, because you will recognize the one who is my forerunner during my time on earth and who will be it again, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.